Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It really is an exciting day, a blessed day it is, I must say. And right about now, we're going to be crossing over to Dr. Keith Michael, live from the United Kingdom, I believe. And we're just going to hear from him as he renders a word of support to the leadership and partners. I do understand he was part of the team before. So over to Dr. Keith Michael.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
This is Michael, who's next to me. We've been married 3 months, 3 months today, and still going strong. Thank you, Martin. We need your support. I keep it very short, Nombuso, as chairperson. I keep it very short to say that having come to the UK 11 months ago, I'm more convinced than ever that healthcare and the church need to work more closely together. I've come into an environment where the budget and the amount spent on health is probably, I'm not sure exactly, but I think it's probably around 10 times per capita more than we spend in South Africa. And I'm convinced today that throwing more money at healthcare is not the answer. We have huge amount of problems in the health system here, as well as we do have in health. Just to give you a quick example, the UK has just completed a 50-year analysis of cancer incidence, or cancer prevalence in the country. Over the last 50 years, cancer has increased by 50% in the UK. And the cancers now, the most prevalent area is in the area of people under 50. So people under 50 in the UK are getting cancer and are dying of cancer. Every day in the UK, 460 people die from cancer, just in one day. Every day in the UK, more than 1,000 people are diagnosed with cancer. That's just one example of what's happening to health and the status of health in a high, let's say, what we would call a first world country or a developed country, where they are spending huge amounts on health care. Of course, some of that increase is attributed to earlier diagnosis, which I think we all can commend, but the reality is that it is increasing. It's certainly increasing. The second example I want to give you is the area of mental health. In the last 10 years, mental health disorders have increased by 20% in the population. In the UK, we now have 1 in 5 people in the UK are suffering from a mental health disorder. The increase in people between 15 and 35 has increased by 50% over the last 10 years. Just imagine 50% increase in 10 years in mental disorders in the UK. I just share these statistics with you to emphasize what has already been said by Sipo and Frank and others, that we need to bring God back. We need God's hand on health and on health care as never before. Money is not going to solve this problem. And this is, the UK is an example of that. And I'm thankful to say that there is now a strong move even in the UK for the churches to work more closely with health care. And I have started some projects myself reaching out to the local hospital here in Southampton. And we're trusting that the Lord will show us the way ahead as we pray also for the situation in South Africa. So with those few words, I greet you once again, and I do trust that we will work together. Even though some of us are here now from the Alliance, but that we'll continue to work together and trust the Lord to give us the real strategies to bring about His kingdom in healthcare. God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
And coming up right there was Dr. Keith Michael, all the way from the UK. And I must say, I don't know if it heals the South African in me to learn, though, that we're not the only ones who are inundated with some real health issues in South Africa. And the truth and the beauty about it is that we know that something is certainly being done about it. But also we know that it's not because we neglect it, but it's simply because health challenges are all over.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.